In Skeleton Crew, Dominique Morisseau's third play in her Detroit cycle, a makeshift family of workers at the last exporting auto plant in the city navigate the possibility of foreclosure. Power dynamics shift, and they're pushed to the limits of survival. When the line between blue-collar and white-collar gets blurred, how far over the lines are they willing to step? The Dorset Theater Festival in Dorset, Vermont presents Skeleton Crew through the 4th of August. It is directed by Jade King Carroll. This morning, we are joined by Mirai Satola. I got a thumbs up. Okay, great. Good. And Gabriel Lawrence, good morning. Hello to you both. How are you? Are your mics on? I'm not sure your mics are on. There you go.
Good morning.
I think I got on button.
Okay. We
right?
can hear you?
I think
there you go. All right. We got you both.
Thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure to have you both here. How's it going?
It's good.
And by it, I mean the production.
The production's going great. I mean, we opened last Friday after 2 weeks of rehearsal, which was a whirlwind but beautiful process. And now we're just in the thick of running it and getting more comfortable with it and enjoying our audiences who have been really supportive.
Ultimately, I gave a brief description. Ultimately, what do you feel the show is about?
Well, there are two phrases that come to mind that are repeated in the show, and one is about breath, inhaling and exhaling. And in Detroit in this time, circa 2008, during the Great Recession, there are these lines, which is the other phrase that's repeated, that have to be walked with how you act, how you behave, who you can help, who you can't help, who you're for, who you're against, who's above you, all these different lines that have to be managed, mixed in with depression. People are fighting for their families, fighting to be able to survive.
Mm-hmm. And thrive.
And thrive, because this is, again, Detroit. The show is about and takes place in a break room, in an auto plant. And, you know, Detroit in the 30s was the boom for automobiles being made in the country. And on this point, at this point in the show, in real life, you have an average of 10,000 homes being torn down a year in Detroit. And so the show is about family also. It's about hope. It's about unity, coming together during tough times. Many, many themes in it.
Four coworkers who are in a break room, and a lot of discussion, obviously, between these workers. And they're navigating not only the turmoil of their personal lives, but obviously of just life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is it like for you to explore that on stage?
That question brings me back to a point in rehearsal where our director was showing us videos of auto workers who had been laid off or were in between figuring out how to work with the unions. And these are pretty current videos as far as I remember. And the language, they're talking about the unions and not being treated as essentially human beings. And like Gabriel was saying, having to walk this line between wanting to do the work and then not really feeling respected. And it was interesting as a performer, it's definitely different labor in opposition to like working at an auto plant. But listening to those workers talk about wages and surviving and doing what you love and but not really necessarily being respected, it's sort of harkened to a lot of union struggles. And I mean, I feel grateful to be in both of the performing unions for TV and film and stage. But, you know, there's a constant struggle of how to support and represent the people in your union and also and how much strength in numbers really counts in order to get the best for your workers and employees across the board. So that's what it makes me think of, and that's how I connect to these, to my character in this play, that we're all just struggling to be represented equally and for a future, to be able to survive and not be wondering what's next all the time.
The play has been around for a little bit, and so how much did the playwright work with you and your cast?
Like you said, there are so many productions, wonderful productions going on of Skeleton Crew even currently. We did have a Skype Google Hangout with Dominique while we were in tech. And she had just actually flown back to Detroit to be with family. And it was really lovely to just see her and talk to her and hear from her, like, own mouth where these characters came from. But she wasn't in the room with us, right. Which would typically happen if this was a new play being developed from the ground up. But we had the fortunate opportunity to be able to talk to her and, like, get a little bit more insight to how all these four characters showed up in her brain and in her heart.
So talk about how it's resonating with audiences. I mean, it takes place in 2008. That's 10 years ago. And we all know the troubles that Detroit has gone through, but of course that we have gone through as a nation. So that's something very much on the forefront in the piece.
Yes. I mean, I think for one of the reasons why this play, I believe it was last year, was the second most produced show in the country is because not only does this show take place in 2008, which seems far away, but yes, it is also very current in many different ways.
Yes.
And yes, it is about a group of workers, four black workers specifically, in Detroit at that time and imagining what that life was like for them. But I think it has a lot of universal themes in it help it not just be a story about Detroit, but a story about America, especially harkening back to those lines that are talked about in the show, the lines that we have to walk as a society, as a people, as one of the characters talks about his manhood being on the line. The people that we've heard from in we haven't had a talk back yet, but after the shows, they're practically like talkbacks. Mm-hmm. But people are touched for a multitude of reasons. Just there's racial conversation in there. There is there's a variety of different things that are covered.
Economic equality,
yes.
All the labor issues, sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just labor issues, but human heart issues,
right.
American issues, preferential things that make it something that everyone can grasp from young and old.
In a city that is also being pushed aside at a time where it was once the
bedrock,
the industrial bedrock of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the third of a trilogy, correct? So
yes.
This is an arc of work mm-hmm. by the playwright that
yes.
you're coming into as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in our few moments left, tell us about your individual characters.
So I play Shanita. She's in her mid-20s, and she's worked at this specific auto plant for a few years, and she happens to be pregnant. And so her struggle throughout the play is knowing that no matter what happens, if this plant happens to close down, she needs to keep her benefits to be able to take care of her child. And she has a deep love for this auto work and her job specifically. She's a job setter, Shanita has a lot of pride in what she does. In my opinion, all the characters do in different aspects. But for her, this is the main thing that connects her to her father, who was also worked in the plant. And she says, this is something that makes him proud of me, not necessarily being pregnant before she's married. Those are specific lines in the play. And I think beyond that, though, there's a humanity to her because there were women who would work up until they were about to pop, who were pregnant because they had to. So that's Shanita. She's a survivor, and she's going to do what she loves because she believes in it, and she believes in the future that she has with this company and with this work.
Gabriel, we have about a half a minute, but your character.
I play Reggie, the foreman, the middle ground between the higher-ups and these four workers, the everyday blue-collar man there, and who loves his crew, but also has a lot of lines that he has to walk in trying to help both the company exist, as well as these people who he sees himself in.
Skeleton Crew runs at the Dorset Theater Festival through the 4th of August. You can find out more information by going to dorsettheaterfestival.org, dorsettheaterfestival.org. Mirai and Gabriel, thank you very much for being with us. A great
thank
pleasure.
You.
Enjoy the rest of your run.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.